14.7 lunar distances away, so that's 14.7 times the distance the moon is away from us, so that's a fair clip away. 15.3 kilometers a second and 38 meters in diameter. Now, the other one, August 27th, a few days away. This is asteroid 523609. Drop it. And 18.5 lunar distances away, a little bit further out, 22.7 kilometers a second and 441 meters in diameter. And I give that one as a an example of what that would look like if it actually struck Earth. It's not going to, but I just use that as an example. Drop it again. So that would be coming in at about 81,720 kilometers a second, which translates into 50,778 miles an hour. And its diameter, 1,446 feet, from 441 meters. And that's calculated its trajectory coming through the atmosphere. It's calculated 45 degrees, which is what most of these things come in at. And that would produce, if it hit the ground, and I use my location near Toronto, I use that as sort of the epicenter where it's coming down. It would produce a 6.4 mile crater, 10 kilometer diameter crater, dropping. And the crater itself would be almost 2,000 feet deep, 1,912 feet deep, which is 591.9 meters deep. And it would produce a whopping 16 gigatons of explosive force when it impacted. And that would also produce a 10-mile, 16-kilometer-wide fireball. So it gives you an idea just how much destructive force something like this has, considering if you're looking at the impactor, the Chicxulub impactor 66 million years ago that wiped out the dinosaurs, which was much bigger than that, and this gives you an idea just how much destructive force these things have.
A comment from William. That would probably empty out with Lake Ontario on this impact.
It would certainly ruin your whole day. KB's retake, you too.
Hey, William, I got you in. VA3 WBZ. And yes, you end up getting a tsunami of sorts coming out of Lake Ontario. And the question would be, too, there's a fault line that runs along the roughly the east-west length of Lake Ontario, and you'd have to wonder how much disruption it would cause that. They think at some point in time that fault line, it is slipping a little bit, but not much, but at some point it will slip, and it may have some interesting effects. All right, and this is EA3KX, Ken here, Science and Tech. If you'd like to join, if you have a comment, come on in. And then we'll head into the next portion here, In the Sky This Week, and then after that, the Science Trivia Corner. So if you'd like to join us, if you have a comment, come on in, then we'll get into these two. All right, In the Sky This Week, I list this each week. It gives you an idea of what's up in the sky. Well, most of these things are, I try to list each week, are just objects you can go in either with binoculars, more often just take an eye and go and take a look and see some interesting things there. The Summer Triangle, you can see that now. This is formed by the star the Vega that's in Lyra and Deneb and Cygnus and Altair and Aquilus. So forms a bit of a triangle. Well, you can take a look at that. Get yourself online. If you're interested, just go online, get yourself a star chart, and we'll take a look. Venus is bright in the west, the southwest, at twilight around now. Saturn is rising early in the evening at this point, visible in the southeast about nightfall. And the North American Nebula, this is a catalog number, a new galactic catalog number, NGC 7000. This is a huge emission nebula near Deneb. This is a star in the constellation Cygnus. And Cygnus, also famous for a black hole. There's a black hole there, Cygnus X1. So give it a look up online and you can go take a look at the area where that would be located in around Cygnus. And this is the A3CAN, and this is the Science and TechNet for this Saturday evening, and I'm transmitting from Toronto, Ontario, Canada. If you'd like to join us, if you have a comment, come on in. And then the next portion here, just before we get into the main topics here, the last portion of the initial portion of the net here, the Science Trivia Corner. So if you'd like to join us, come on in.
Ken, just a comment there from William, if I may.
William, come on in.
Yeah, a couple of minutes ago, you were talking about an asteroid, a common asteroid, I think you said, coming down and hitting the Earth. You're using your location as a base for that to happen. I was kind of curious. I said that it might go and evaporate or drain out Lake Ontario, but just out of curiosity, what do you think would happen if it did actually hit? Say it hits the Lake Ontario itself. How much of the lake do you think would be evaporated and displaced on land from the impact on that? Because that's quite a big impact area that you're saying it's got in that, and the depth of it as well.
With hit Lake Ontario, now he's talking about a large asteroid to drop. And next week, William, what I'll do is I'll make a calculation for that as well, and we'll see what it does. We'll compare that to actually hitting the land as opposed to hitting the lake. Now, if it were to hit, you would probably end up with a huge tsunami, and how much of the water would actually be evaporated? Well, it wouldn't be a huge amount compared to the volume of the lake, but it would certainly be enough water being evaporated as they vaporize. But you also have a fairly destructive tsunami that was coming up over the shore and coming into the city here, and as well as going into the south of us here, into Buffalo, Rochester, places like that. So Hamilton would also be hit by that. So you get localized flooding all through those areas. Is that right? So in other words, you have this really, really huge displacement of water. And I'll have to also look up and see. Something tells me there were impacts around here in the past. From some of my readings a while ago, I can't quite recall, but I'm pretty sure there's been some larger impacts in around the Lake Ontario area here in the water that is dropping. And you'd also have a huge, as you would on land, you'd have a pressure wave coming in from it. And then you'd have as well, as you would, but to a different extent, you'd have thermal effects from that. On land, you primarily have fires and that. You probably have fires being created from the impact on the water as well, but you'd be getting thermal radiation from the heated water from that. So that's about it. So I'll look at it next week, and I'll do a little bit more analysis, a calculation from it, and let you know exactly how much water, well, as best I can, water that would be evaporated from it and other effects.
Yeah, thanks, Ken. I'll mention that as well next week when we're here. I think I'll be here for it. I should be. We got a party downstairs tonight, too, for my granddaughter. She's 28 years old, for heaven's sake. Whatever happens, years in between. Thanks, Ken. Back to you.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome, William. And yes, the years do pass by pretty fast.
I'd love to be 28 again. KB3JQQ.
And this is the A3KX. This is the Science of Tech. Any
additional stations out there want to join us on the call, let's come on in. And then the Science Tribute Corner, and after that.
after that, what's now referred to as atomic wildfire, and this is predominantly a problem that they see in Russia, or they're seeing in Russia, and it's expected to get worse. You probably see this happening more worldwide, but we'll get into that in a little bit. But first, the science trivia corner. And for those of you unfamiliar with this one, it's a two-parter. The first is a quiz, a few questions there, and the next one is just some straight trivia. Actually, it's both sections of are trivia, but the quiz portion that's just trivia dressed up is a quiz question just to make it a little bit more interesting and fun. So it's not a test of knowledge or anything like that, just for a little bit of fun here. All right, the first one here. And for those of you who use a compass or do some camping or orienteering with a map, you might have an idea with this one. How fast is the North Pole moving? The geomagnetic North Pole.
Quite a few meters per year, KB3JQQ.
That's a good question. Are you talking about how fast it's moving on the surface of the Earth, or how fast the Earth, where that location is spinning?
Is moving in its location on the Earth as opposed to the Earth spinning.
Then I will withdraw because I don't have a clue. Whoops.
I was going to say maybe like a degree a year or something like that.
Siberia. And this is like if you got a compass. I've got a compass here, it's a global compass, and it's got a setting on it for declination. So you have to set your declination. Mine is, I think it's 10 degrees declination west. So I have to adjust my compass for 10 degrees magnetic west to give me my true north reading. So it moves 15 kilometers a year and tends to move it up a bit of a swirling, a circular motion. All right, the next one here.
We missed the beginning. William keyed up and said something. KB3JQQ.
And so did you.
What did you miss, Scott?
Well, I'm pretty sure it was William because he always ends up doing that. But it was halfway through I heard what you said. KB3JQQ.
All right, look, that's right, straight Q checking in. And John, I got you in there as well. Good to hear you this evening. And trust all is well with you.
Yeah, it certainly is. Have everybody connected up. Both of you guys connected up the QSO one met yesterday. It was fantastic. Lots of people, lots of good information. Anyway, thanks, Ken, for that's right, straight Q.
Quite welcome. You're quite welcome, John. And just before I move on here, we're just talking about the how fast the North Pole is moving. It's moving about 5 kilometers a year towards, he's moving basically towards Siberia. And I was also mentioning about compasses. You have to make allowance for that with your compass. Your compass will try to follow magnetic north, which is different than true north on maps. So my location here, the declination difference between true north and magnetic north is about 10 degrees, so I have to make an adjustment on my compass for that. So when I'm reading a map, I'm not out by 10 degrees. All right, next one here.